talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut you
down. Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. And in Waukesha on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. You're going right back to the front lines of history in the making. There is a great mystery in the governor race right now, and I'm going to solve it for you. And you may not have even noticed it. Tim Michaels, who won the primary a week ago, in the last 7 days since the primary, has disappeared. He's made one public appearance. He then tried to erase the Trump endorsement from his website. A sharp-eyed reporter caught it, and so he had to put it back on. And now he's disappeared, and his campaign won't say where he is. You know, there's a famous line from Sherlock Holmes. When I was a kid, I read all the Sherlock Holmes stories. Love Sherlock Holmes, still do. There's a king of mysteries, Sherlock Holmes, Arthur Conan Doyle. In any event, there's a very famous line from Sherlock Holmes that goes like this. Sherlock Holmes has a sidekick named Watson, Dr. Watson, who's a little kind of thick-skulled. He's not the sharpest knife in the drawer. And Watson said to Holmes on a particular case, he said, well, what's the clue here? I mean, what are you focusing on? And Holmes said, Watson, I refer you to the curious incident of the dog in the night. And Watson said, but Holmes, the dog did nothing in the night. And Holmes said, that is the curious incident. There's a curious incident of Michaels doing nothing. And here's my take on it, and you may have a different take, but you may not after you listen to this. Michaels all along had been much more moderate than he lets on. He has an uphill battle running against an incumbent governor who's done, at the very least, vetoed the most bizarre bills they ever got through. You'd lose your right to vote in this state. And he sucked up to Trump, and somehow he got Trump's endorsement, largely because Trump did not like Scott Walker and did not like Rebecca Clayfish. And he had to go around mouthing Trump pieties, but he looked uncomfortable doing it. He was oblique about doing it, but he had to say some things that are coming back to kill him. And there are ads now where he's ranting, you know, well, was the election rigged or wasn't it? He never came out and said it, but he said, you know, there was certainly something wrong with it. That's false. He knew it was false. He also, to suck up to the base, the right-wing base, when he was asked, would you make an exception for rape when you say you're going to ban all abortions? And he said, no. And then he said, it's not too much to ask that the woman give birth. Well, who the hell is he? He's not giving birth. Giving birth is a very, very, I mean, it's a wonderful thing. It's also very traumatic physically. It's very tough. And if somebody's raped, that's their decision, not Michael's decision. But he said it, and it's on TV. So he has this crazy stuff out there. He is trying to scrub Trump out of it. He's trying to pivot to Tommy Thompson. Tommy Thompson was elected governor 4 times. That's more than any other governor in history. 4 times he was elected governor to 4 4-year terms. And the final term he left to go into George W. Bush's cabinet. But I know Tommy Thompson. He's a good guy. And Tommy Thompson, even though he's a Republican, was very moderate. He was sort of center-right or just center. He actually had good relationships with the unions. He wasn't out trying to kill the unions, wanted to make sure they had good wages. And frankly, he wouldn't even be a Republican today if he were running. on things like abortion, Tommy Thompson would sort of recite the pieties and then not do anything about it. He'd figure it out. Michaels is trying to go that route. But the problem for Michaels is to get the nomination, he had to suck up to Trump and suck up to the extreme right, and he's on tape doing it. What he is doing right now is desperately meeting with his consultants, his advisors, his media people, and his message people, saying, how the heck do we do this? In other words, there are people who have done it, like Elise Stefanik went the other way. She was a moderate congresswoman from upstate New York and attacked Trump all the time, said he was a racist. Harriet Hageman, who's running in Wyoming against Liz Cheney, had been a Cheney supporter and said, in the past, Trump's a racist, a xenophobe, and he's terrible. Elise Stefanik said the same. Suddenly, they convert to Trump. And they're Trump disciples. It's really kind of disgusting to see. There's no integrity in that. Here, Michaels is trying to go from pretending to be a Trump disciple, which in all truth, internally, he never was, and how to shed that snakeskin and develop another snakeskin as a Republican candidate, and this one as a Tommy Thompson guy. In fact, what's very, very funny is, you may not have noticed it, but the election was on a Tuesday, obviously, a week ago. When the FBI executed a search warrant in the thing they denominate a raid, it's just the execution of a search warrant in Mar-a-Lago the night before, all hell broke loose, and Michaels and others were afraid that a Trump endorsement was the kiss of death. So you know what he did is he immediately republished the Tommy Thompson endorsement, which he gotten back, I think, in April. I mean, it's 3 months, 4 months old. Published it like it was new news. He is desperately trying to put on the Tommy Thompson skin and shed the Trump skin. And he literally tried to do it by wiping Trump off of his website until he got caught and snuck it back on. That's what's going on. That is why the dog is doing nothing in the night. The dog right now is desperately trying to figure out, they call it a pivot. I mean, when somebody goes 180 on something and he's clearly lying one time and then telling the truth the other, that's not just a pivot. You know, what is the real integrity of the man? Now, in Michael's case, I think his reputation for a long time had been a sort of moderate business guy, and maybe he is trying to govern like Thompson, but he's stuck with the fact that he campaigned as Trump, and he campaigned with really, really bad statements that came out, and they're being used against him, and they should be used against him. So stay tuned. My own view is, when you have a gerrymandered Republican legislature, you need a Democratic governor to veto. You really do. If you have a Republican governor, it's possible that a Michaels would meet with him privately and saying, if you do this, I'm going to veto it and try to work with him. But since he's already shown that he will suck up to Trump, there's no reason to believe he wouldn't suck up again. And that's why I think we need a Democratic governor to veto the excesses of a Republican gerrymandered legislature. But he's incommunicado. He can't do this much longer, for Pete's sake. I mean, he can't go another 7 days and disappear. I mean, people at some point think, how bad did you want the job? So keep a sharp eye on this guy. Well, another kind of sad fact, if you've ever read Harry Potter, J.K. Rowling is a wonderful author. She was a mom on welfare with little kids in Scotland. And she had this idea of a Harry Potter books, and she'd go into a coffee shop and write. She sent out, and she was rejected by every publisher, practically. At the very end, there was one who was an Australian publisher, and the guy looked at it and said, oh, my God, I'm not going to do this. But his niece picked it up. She said, God, this is great. And he took a chance, and now J.K. Rowling is a billionaire, and that guy made his reputation. Well, J.K. Rowling has just now received death threats from Islamic terrorists in and the UK, and the following facts. When Salman Rushdie was stabbed on the stage 10 times by a jihadist terrorist who somehow we let in the United States, he's going to lose an eye, stabbed in the liver, was on a ventilator, stabbed 10 times. He's an older guy. J.K. Rowling tweeted out the following quote to Salman Rushdie: "I wish you well. I feel sick about the attack and hope that you recover. I wish you well. I feel sick about the attack and I hope you recover." By tweeting that, she got death threats from Islamic people in the UK, who all said, "You're next." I can't emphasize enough that when a civilized country, a Western European, US type, Canadian type country, admits jihad, you end up losing your right to freedom of speech and freedom of exercise of your religion under your constitutions because of fear of assassination. It may only be a handful of people, but the rest say, "Well, bring more of us in." And you have the so-called progressive left urging it. It's a very serious problem. When J.K. Rowling is subject to threats like this, very, very serious problem. The author in France who wrote a book called Submission, which is a science fiction sort of thing about what would happen if Islam took over France, and he has 24-hour police protection. You cannot permit a dogma to come into the country that threatens the First Amendment. As simple as that. It's as simple as that. Well, big primaries today in Alaska and Wyoming. Lisa Murkowski's on the ballot in Alaska. Liz Cheney in Wyoming. Believe it or not, Sarah Palin is on the ballot for Congress in Alaska. Lisa Murkowski is running against Kelly Chewbacca. Trump type. Trump has endorsed Sarah Palin. Stay tuned. Alaska and Wyoming. Wyoming, Liz Cheney against Harriet Hageman. Test of Trump's further influence in the Republican Party. Going to a break. Lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.